Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You know, I'm going to start with our main concern as an entire district, a community of stakeholders. Our concern is the same as the parents' concern. Student safety and welfare is the number one concern. And so that's what we can definitely agree on. And that is our number one goal. Safety for our students, safety for our teachers, our administrators, anyone in the school building. That is our number one concern. Now, as far as the parents or some parents feeling that they've been excluded, again, I go back to what I've always been saying and what the district has always said and what we've reiterated several times. This is a working document. As the governor said yesterday in his press conference, this is when the conversations begin. That's exactly what the governor said. We were fortunate enough to start conversations early. We did have representatives from our parent groups on our reopening committees. There were six meetings. They began in June. There was a little bit of a lull in between there because the state education department held their regional reopening meetings and they gathered information. Once they released their information on July 16th, our meetings picked up after that. So we did have meetings. Many of our groups took back that information to their larger groups, brought back questions, feedback, email suggestions. So if there are times when parents felt they weren't included, they better believe that going forward, they'll be included at an even greater percentage because we do want to have those meetings as Ms. Bauer-Walker, Dr. Mascretta referred to, because those will be taking place. Right. And so if you review the plan, there is a list of cleaning protocols in the plan. So if that's a concern that Mr. Rumore has, requiring or requesting additional specificity around that, that's all he has to do is let us know. We'll get that additional specificity in there. That's the benefit of having more than 30 days before the opening of schools. I know the question was asked, do we think that we can collaborate and get things done? And the response was yes. That's the response on the district's part also. Let us know after you read the plan, after you have the document and have spent time reading it and reviewing it, let us know what concerns you have. That's why we have our subcommittees formed now for each section of the plan, so we can dig deeper into each of those sections, add additional specificity, so there are not questions lingering out there. And if you have the questions, make sure you get them to us. And there'll be multiple ways to do that. There absolutely will be public informational meetings for parents. Myself and our chief communication officer, Elena Kayla, are developing a calendar of dates that Dr. Cash will approve, and we will get that out so that we're meeting with all stakeholders and having larger community meetings. Absolutely. And that was stressed. I know we weren't able to do it before we submitted the plan, but as the state education department said, they are not approving these plans. The reason they wanted us to upload a link to our plan is because they know that the plan will be constantly revised, refined, because there will be additional clarity parents will ask for. So that's what the state education department expects, and that's what we're going to be doing. Absolutely. And so our plan has a lot of information about that also. Let's talk about what you started with, right? The technology gap. So what we've done is we ensured that our students, we began with high school, they received laptops. Our grade school students received iPads or Chromebooks. We even took it down to the younger grades also. So that is part of our technology plan, to make sure that all students have some sort of electronic device and their parents have some sort of connectivity in the home, so that when we do, if we have to do all virtual learning, or we do our hybrid model where there is virtual learning on alternate days, our students are able to access that learning. So that's very important for us. Now, our technology subcommittee will take that even further with additional specificity. Our technology subcommittee is headed by our chief technology officer, Myra Burden. So they're taking those because they've heard from the community also. We had hotspots that were available where over 400 families came and picked those up. We still have those available. We want to make sure that this is as easy as possible, no matter what plan the governor tells us to go with, it's as easy as possible for our students to be educated properly, whether in the classroom, whether at home, or the hybrid model. Well, the beauty of that is that we'll be working with Gail Burstein, because that's what we've been directed to do. So we'll be working with our Erie County Commissioner of Health to really outline those protocols. We have a health advisory committee, which Dr. Rachel Fix Dominguez also sits on. So we're going to make sure we run those protocols through our medical directors, our health advisory committee, and ultimately develop what that plan looks like. Is it a classroom shutting down? Is it the entire school with our Erie County Commissioner of Health, Dr. Gail Burstein? That's the with exceptions part. All the guidance that we received is that masks are strongly encouraged. We do plan on making them required. Yes, if that is not in, because I know there's a section about mask in there. So if there was an appendix that had that incorrectly, mask will be used, but we will have to give mask breaks also. That is in the guidance we received also. Absolutely. So that's part of our communication plan. We're developing a model so that we can get in touch with every family and make sure we have their proper contact information, phone numbers, email addresses, so that we are able to make sure we're connecting with them and we have that two-way communication. And each school will make sure that they have the updated information. So we will have a process outlined on our website where parents can update all of their information, because we need to make sure we have that accurate information so that we are in touch with every student and every family.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.